Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Every time I hear one of our Star Wars montages, I say, what? I don't want to talk about sports. I just want to go watch the movies. That's not good. That does not help me focus. If you guys could see me in here, and of course you will not see me in here, but if you could see me in here, I get all excited. I giggle. I cheer. I do the fist pump. I'm like, ah! I even scream sometimes because those are such amazing lines, and I really do like the movies. We're not going to get into a discussion about it, though, because I know many of you are so torn up over The Last Jedi. Not me. I can't wait until it comes out on Blu-ray so that I can watch it again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I have come to an assumption, though you know what happens when you assume, or when I assume, but I've been left to this. I have no other reason to believe anything else. And so I must assume that the reason I was not invited to participate in the office bracket challenge is that my colleagues are afraid of me running away with the whole darn thing. Yep, that must be the reason. Plus, I gotta tell you, they don't like the girl to play around here. They're just not, you know. They're pretty sexist, pretty prejudiced. They try to keep the girl out of everything. So I'm on the outside of the bracket challenge looking in. It's all right, though. My family and I, and then you and I, the After Hours Bracket Challenge, we'll get our kicks. We don't need to be part of that office pool. They're cheaters anyway. So it's just our little secret. Don't tell. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Thanks for all of your tweets. And I've seen some of you weighing in on Facebook, too, about your Final Four, your crazy picks. So the picks that you're pretty confident are going to set you apart from everybody else in the bracket challenge. And so far, I think the craziest I've seen, 10 seed, an 8 seed. I've actually seen a couple people choose Auburn as a member of the Final Four, which I don't think would completely surprise me. It's a 4 seed, not beyond the realm of possibility. It's not been that long that we've had double-digit seeds reach the Final Four. You just never know how it's going to play out. Robert says on Facebook, my Final Four will have two surprises, Cincinnati, North Carolina, Villanova, and Auburn. So he's going with Cincinnati and Auburn, as I said, as a 4 seed. Again, I don't know that Cincinnati would be a huge surprise either as a 2 seed. Maybe you wouldn't point to Cincinnati and call them a blue blood, but I don't know that you could say that'd be a huge surprise if a 2 seed ended up in the Final Four. So yeah, find us on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, and then you can also join our bracket challenge by using the link on Twitter, either A-Law Radio or it's pinned to the top of our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I've actually got friends, girlfriends of mine, who want me to do their brackets for them. And I try to tell them that's actually not a good idea because then you have really high expectations, right? So you expect that because I work in sports, I'm going to know how these games will play out. But that's not how this goes. If we knew, I'd make a lot more money. I could actually be someone who is gambling on these games and funding my entire annual budget, but it doesn't work that way. So I warned them, but I don't think they believe me. I think they just automatically expect that I'm going to be able to pick the games better than they can. And you know how this goes. Let's say you have someone in your family or one of your friends who knows nothing about the college basketball teams, maybe doesn't have any idea who won last year, or the only thing they do is pick mascots, or they pick uniform colors. Oh, yeah. Or they just pick teams that they think are cool. Like the way my family picks Virginia. They just like the Cavaliers because a lot of our money, our family money, goes there. So that's how a lot of people pick tournaments and brackets. I've had friends who've flipped coins to decide who wins games. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Dartboard, anyone? It's really not an exact science. But my friends, yeah, they don't believe me. They want me to just send them all of the picks. It happened last year with football, too. I had a cousin in Wisconsin who said to me, I really, really, really need to beat my boss in the survivor pool. So the football survivor pool, and she just wanted to last longer than him because he was trash talking her. And she said, of course, oh, I'll share the goods with you, which, yeah, it didn't happen. Anyway, she not only outlasted her boss, she won the office survivor pool. And I didn't last past week number 6, but she, using my picks, ended up going all the way to the end and winning. How does that happen? Seriously, how does that happen? That sucks. I mean, have you heard it all? Because she's got bragging rights now, since no one knows that it was her cousin who was making the picks for her. But it didn't work for me. Great. Just so great. Wow. To think about football survivor pools makes me feel like we're a long way from football. We're actually not. We've had a ton of football news, and before you know it, it'll be freaking July, and we'll be talking about two-a-days. Two-a-days will not feature Joe Thomas because he retires after 11 seasons with the Cleveland Browns. I've had a lot of Browns fans who've sent me tweets over the last couple of days already bracing for it and worried that they would never see Joe Thomas again. Here's the thing. He's going to be around. He's just not going to be in a uniform. And he talks about the knee pain and just his inability to even stand up without pain at points during this season. But in 11 years with the Browns, he was out on the field for 10,363 consecutive snaps. He was a 10-time Pro Bowler in 11 years, and 6 times he was a first-team All-Pro selection. So this guy is headed for the Hall of Fame, if you ask me. But now the Browns will have to find a couple more offensive linemen. They were already going to shore up the line, but it becomes a more difficult task if you don't have Joe Thomas. Will they have Saquon Barkley? Well, that feels less likely after their deal to bring Carlos Hyde to Cleveland. So 3 years, $15 million, including $6 million in the first year. Will they now spend their overall number one draft pick on Saquon? I doubt it. But going back to last week when we asked you, and this wasn't just Browns fans, we asked football fans all over the country, what do you think the Browns should do with that number one pick? Nearly half of you who voted in our poll said take Saquon Barkley and then take a quarterback with number 4. And yet most of the people inside football that I talk to say you don't mess around with a QB. If what you want is one of those QBs and you're sure that one of them can be the face of your franchise, you don't just like a quarterback, you love the quarterback, well, then you don't mess around and take the risk that someone else is going to draft him. And there's a real good chance that at number 2, the Giants also draft a quarterback. So if you're the Browns, what if they take the guy you want? Whoopsie. I mean, I feel like that's happened before with the Cleveland Browns. Or they trade down, they package, and they've done a lot of moves. Are they better than they were? I think they are. Though that offensive line is still a hole. I don't believe they should spend that number one pick on Saquon Barkley. I don't think that that's their most pressing need. Definitely not now after they've gone ahead and signed Carlos Hyde. But they still do have number 1 and number 4 overall. And it'll also be interesting to see what A.J. McCarron does. No. What the Bills do now that they've brought in A.J. McCarron. Because they have the number 12 and number 21 overall picks. So they also have 2 high-profile draft picks. And while we believe that McCarron and Nathan Peterman will compete for the starting job in Buffalo, it's not like they're committing a ton of money to A.J. It's a 2-year deal for at least $10 million. He could make another $6.5 million if he meets the incentives. You know what's nuts, though? I couldn't help but think of this. A.J. McCarron, let's say he makes every incentive in his deal. Make $16.5 million over 2 years. That's not even what Jimmy Garoppolo will make in 1 year. Not even close to what Garoppolo will make in 1 year with the San Francisco 49ers. And maybe it's just me. I cannot get over the disparity here. So just to remind you, to refresh your memory, McCarron has made 5 starts, all of them coming in 2015. So he did not start in the last 2 seasons. But he has 5 starts, including a playoff start. 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions over that time. 66% completion rate with about 1,000 yards. Not quite 1,000 yards, but close. This is a guy who had to fight for his freedom. Freedom! He had to fight for his freedom and his free agency from the Cincinnati Bengals because they wanted to keep him for another year under his rookie deal. He felt like at the beginning, his very first season when he was injured, that they messed around with the games and the dates. And so because of that, he had to go and file a grievance with the NFL. But he won it. He won his grievance, so he's free. Again, those are his numbers. 5 starts going back to 2015, and you heard me give his stats. And he gets a deal that could be worth $16.5 million for 2 years. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo, who the Niners have had for a month and a half, going back to their bye week, a little before their bye week was when they made the trade. And I am referring to the season. They've obviously had him for longer now, but this is when they're not supposed to be playing football. They essentially had him for a couple months before they gave him a monster deal. And Kyle Shanahan's a quarterback guy. I get it. If anybody can spot a quarterback, and certainly one that he believes can fit in his system, it would be Shanahan. Everywhere he's gone, he's made a major difference with the quarterbacks that he's worked with. And they knew that this was the guy they wanted after seeing him in a few games. But it, on pure numbers, if you compare Garoppolo's numbers in 7 starts to A.J. McCarron's in 5 starts, it's not that different. Again, 5 versus 7, and Garoppolo's coming in the last couple of years, so not going back to 2015. But obviously, he backed up Tom Brady for a while and didn't make any starts until Brady got suspended. But yeah, over his 7 starts, he's got 12 touchdowns. He's got 5 interceptions. All 5 of them, by the way, coming in 17. So he didn't throw one with the Pats. But he does have more yards, for sure. But a lot of those yards didn't come in starts, too. So he did some mop-up duty, and he would come in when games were over with the Patriots, and they'd try to give him some reps. But just the idea of the amount of experience one guy's got versus another in terms of time accrued in the league. I mean, A.J. McCarron has wrapped up his rookie deal now, too, and he's done. He's been, I don't know if you could call him a veteran. I guess you'd call him a veteran. I mean, he's been in the league enough that he understands what happens, not in terms of reps, not in terms of years. But just the idea that you've got such a disparity between the two contracts, that's the part that just blows me away. And think, Isaac said to me earlier, the Niners are betting the house on Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's true. They wanted to make sure he was locked up long-term. They wanted to make sure that they gave him enough incentive to stick with them long-term. They believe he is not only their quarterback of today, but the face of their franchise. I mean, you can tell the kind of money they're giving him. They believe that this is the guy that they're going to hitch their wagon to, that he's going to restore glory to the Niners franchise. And it may very well work out that way. But the idea that they've given him this contract that pays him $27.5 million per year AJ McCarron, who's been in the league a season less, essentially has been in the same situation as Garoppolo until these last couple months, though he did get a chance to start when Andy Dalton got hurt and actually played in a playoff game. And yet the money couldn't be more different. Blows me away. That's just, it's the crazy optics of quarterbacking and the NFL and catching lightning in a bottle and being right place, right time. And yeah, I mean, I hope it works out. I said this last night. I hope it works out with Garoppolo, and I hope the Niners just go shooting to the top of the NFL, because it would be great. It'd be great for football. It'd be great for the league. Huge fan base, star fan base. They've been put through the ringer. It'd be awesome. But that's a lot of money to sink in when you don't really know. 855-212-4227. That's where you can find me. If you missed my conversation with a former Broncos GM, Ted Sundquist, he joined us on last night's show from Colorado. That conversation is up on our podcast, which looks different, but it's still the same podcast on our website, the retooled website. But also we tweeted the link and put it up on Facebook and stuff. I asked him his reaction to the Jimmy Garoppolo contract with the limited number of games that he's played. And so we'll let you hear that. And I'd love to take your calls too, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
We do some funny stuff on this show, like mentioning Dubuque, Iowa, and voila, Dubuque, Iowa shows up. Very cool. I wonder if fans in Dubuque, Iowa, or Pensacola are filling out their brackets. If you are, you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or After Hours CBS, and share your final four. I suppose it's time at some point that I have to actually do the After Hours bracket. You know, I will tell you a secret. We have a computer in here that we share. So all of the hosts who sit in this particular seat, we all use the same computer. So it's not, you don't log in and log out like many of our other computers. But one of the hosts who was in here earlier on Wednesday was filling out a plethora of brackets, many brackets. I only do two. And sometimes I feel like I can barely get through two. So he left himself logged into the website where you submit your brackets. I will admit, for a brief second or minute or five, I considered going into his brackets because, again, he's logged in so I could access his brackets. I considered going in and changing a bunch of his picks.
Pick Cuse all across the board.
He's another Cuse guy, though. So.
What should I do? Yeah. No, I can't. That would be fun, though, wouldn't it? Can I tell people what Isaac recommended that I do recently when I found people logged into computers on social media? He was like, follow yourself. So again, if you're not careful, and sometimes we're not careful as hosts, and some hosts are particularly uncareful. They'll just walk out of the studio and they will leave themselves logged into their email, their social media, their Facebook, their Twitter. And I'm really nice. Generally do not mess with other people's social media or email. I log them out because I wouldn't want someone to be sending crazy emails from my account, nor would I want someone to be posting crazy things on my Twitter. The first couple of years I was here, I would do updates, half the time, half the year. And when I would walk out of the newsroom, because it's like 50 feet away, I would walk out of the newsroom. I'd be in here in the main studio for 5-6 minutes at a time. And people would use my Twitter then to tweet all kinds of crazy things.
I think it was just person, right?
Well, it was more than one. There were two. But yes, one primary guy. Anyway, I learned my lesson. So now I'm really careful because I was constantly having things tweeted that I didn't tweet. So I generally will log people out. But Isaac, he's the devilish one. He said, follow yourself. Just go ahead and follow yourself. You know what I found out with one of my colleagues? Not only had he unfollowed me, he had muted me. I unmuted myself and followed myself again. But I blame Isaac because that was his idea.
I found out that Andrew Bogish never followed me for
what?
4 years.
Did you follow yourself with his account?
No, I went to his face and I said, follow me.
Oh, so you had his Twitter open, but you didn't take your own advice?
No, no Twitter open necessary. I just went to him. I said, follow me back.
Right, but I'm saying you told me to follow people.
Oh, yeah, of course. Go by that. But if you really want to get business done,
is this a do what I say, not what I do thing, apparently? Here I am thinking, Isaac, this is what you do with everyone else's Twitter accounts. But nope, you just told me to do it. Follow yourself.
That's the more sneaky, awesome way, though.
Oh, yeah, no, it feels good when you follow yourself and then you log out. And either they don't notice or they do and they're like, shoot, when did I follow that person?
Yeah, I wonder what the time frame is of figuring out.
But I'm not bad enough that I went through and ruined someone's picks. Although I was tempted. Would you have done it?
Well, the thing is, I don't know if there's money on the line.
Ooh, even better if there was. That'll teach you to gamble your money away.
I'm going to pick Kent State to win it all.
The problem is, by the time he would get back in here tomorrow, it would probably be too late. Okay. I'm way nicer than most people, I just have to say. Even though I didn't get invited to participate in the Office Bracket Challenge, I'm not bitter at all. I'm not going to be vindictive. I don't know. I did consider it just briefly. All right, our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've got bracket challenge just hours left for you to be able to participate. We also have, like we talked about, some more moves in the NFL and some, I think, some interesting ones too, some guys that are still available. And I don't know if it dies down now. Do we have a situation like we did in Major League Baseball where there was an initial signing, kind of a warm hot stove, a lukewarm hot stove period, and then you had a bunch of free agents who didn't get signed even into training camp, spring training. I get those backward all the time. Even into spring training, like Jake Arrieta being the last one, JD Martinez before that. So you do have some names here. Generally, though, I think at this point, salary cap guys will know how much they have. They've made their priorities. They've made their cases. And they then will have an idea of how much money they have left over to be able to spend. So... yeah, so Tyrann Mathieu was being recruited by J.J. Watt. the Texans missed out on Nate Solder, so maybe they have money to spend now to make J.J. Watt happy and bring in Tyrann Mathieu. All right, 855-212-4227, A-Law Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Where is Ellen? Where is Ellen? I miss her. She's so cute. She calls us all the time to weigh in on football, and then she tells inappropriate jokes, or she talks about her divorce or something, and then she tells stories about the people who are in her building and how crazy they are. But we miss her. She brings color to our show. She's in Massachusetts. I can't remember exactly where. Ellen, if you're listening, you need to give us a call. Hashtag Facepalm Friday. Just a suggestion. We will have our second Facepalm Friday coming up to wrap the work week. Although I think with March Madness, I'm not sure we need callers or tweets to be Facepalm Friday. It could be, I don't know, bonehead moves on the basketball court. How about you have the game in hand and what you do is miss a bunch of free throws or you give up an offensive rebound and a putback? Oh, there could be some good Facepalm Friday moments in March Madness. It is here. We're just hours away. In fact, just over 7 hours away from the first games tipping off. So tune in all week to TBS, CBS, TNT, and True TV on the go with March Madness Live, or you can listen on Westwood One. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You're sending me your final four picks. I've seen some interesting ones. Not too crazy, because I feel like the people who listen to this show... Maybe not. I mean, I know you're not all hardcore sports fans. Some of you just tune in because you think I'm cool or you think I'm weird, in which case you tune in just as much. But I would say that not everybody who's around the country listening right now is hardcore enough to feel really confident in your brackets. Some of you are going to flip coins or ask someone else to help you, or you're maybe you're going to do some research, but Maybe you're not. Maybe you're just going to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You're just going to go with the higher seeds. Whatever it is that you do, I agree with Nick, who tweeted me this. The office bracket winner is always the person who knows the least about basketball. I swear that's true. When I was in high school, I remember my our high school athletic director, who was also the boys' basketball coach, wanted me to participate in their bracket challenge. You know, they would do like an, you know, all the not just the athletic department staff, but also the different guys who were on the basketball team would do brackets. And, you know, all the different male athletes at the school. And he asked me to be part of it one time, or maybe I asked him. I don't remember exactly. And I ended up winning. And it was kind of this big thing throughout the school because he had to take me out to breakfast one morning at this really cool diner. And it was so much fun. It was how I kind of got to know him and his family. And he was just so impressed that the girl, the only girl in the bracket, actually won the bracket. This was back in high school. I don't think I've won a bracket since then. That was probably the last time. Yeah, it's. I think the more you know about basketball, the harder it is actually to win your bracket. Brian's listening in Atlanta. Brian, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy.
Hello.
I was going to say what you should have done to your coworker is take a screenshot before and then change all of his picks and then take a screenshot and then change them back, but then just give him the screenshot with all the changes you made and say, here, look, I fixed this for you, and then let him freak out and wonder, but his picks would have been back to what way they were originally.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good idea. Yeah, like freak him out by taking a picture of how I could have changed it. Or yeah, just telling him, you know, I could have done this to you. I mean, it would have been fun if I had the nerve, but I mean, why give people a reason to hate me, I guess? There's no need. Also, probably, you know what would have happened? I would have changed his bracket, and then he would have won because of all the picks, like the crazy picks that I made. That's probably what would have happened.
But anyway, I love your show. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Brian. Listening in Atlanta. We always enjoy Atlanta 92.9. I'm hoping to do a couple of shows from Atlanta around the NBA Finals. It certainly depends on how long the NBA Finals go, but there's a conference that I'm attending in Atlanta. And so I've never done shows from 92.9. Remember, we had done them from studios downtown. So I remember that John Kincaid told me they had new studios in a different location, and it would be fun to do some shows from the great city of Atlanta if it works out that way in June. Let's see. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico, with a quick way you can save money. You can switch to Geico for all of your insurance needs, homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance. You can get it all at geico.com. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. I saw some of you weighing in on Facebook. Do I still have it open? Yes, I do. Just a side note, I want you to know how serious we are about our sports around here. As I was thinking about doing the show and whether or not we really wanted to talk about March Madness picks, I don't know what kind of an interesting show that is. A lot of you are weighing in on Twitter, which I appreciate, Twitter and Facebook, and you're telling me, here's what I have in my bracket. But we were kind of talking about it, and I thought, I don't know, vacation seems like a little more interesting than who people have in their Final Four. And then it led us to, as Isaac said this, is this like fantasy football? Yeah. What would you least rather hear about? Which one annoys you more, when people tell you about their fantasy football team or when people tell you about their bracket? That's kind of a good question. Because what do I always tell people who call about their fantasy teams? Nobody cares. That's why I don't really tell you about my fantasy team, though a lot of you ask me, but I don't use it as show material. I'll drop in a line here and there, but I definitely don't use it as show prep or a show topic. But you know what? Since I'm asking you what your Final Four is, I'll tell you what my Final Four is for my bracket challenge. How about that? We'll make a deal. I haven't done the After Hours Bracket Challenge. Apparently, I'm going to be staying up after the show and doing it unless I can get it done before we're done here on the air. I already told you, with a caveat, is that I don't like it. I don't like my bracket. And I've gone back and forth and I've changed things. At alternating points, I've had Tennessee in the Final Four. I've had Kentucky in the Final Four. I've had North Carolina in the Final Four. But that's not what it looks like right now. I'm not changing it again. This is the family bracket. I'm going with Virginia. I've put the Cavaliers in and out, but I'm going with Virginia. I'm going with Michigan now to come out of the West. I like how Michigan's playing. I'm going with Purdue out of the East and then Kansas out of the Midwest, and Kansas is my eventual national champ, and I don't like it at all. I like Bill Self. I just don't like the Kansas pick. Some of my Cinderellas that I have going, at least winning a game, Murray State, after we talked to head coach Matt McMahon, why not? I tend to like the guys and believe in the teams after we talk to their coaches.
Bang!
Yes, bang! And so I do have Murray State. I do not have Lipscomb beating North Carolina. That one I couldn't pull the trigger on. But I also have Nevada as one of my, I'm talking about real big time upset picks. So I've got Nevada knocking off the 2 seed Cincinnati when they match up in the second round. And then I also have, I have Nevada matching up with Tennessee in the Sweet 16. So Nevada over Cincinnati and then Nevada against Tennessee. So that would be kind of fun. And like I said, I briefly considered putting the Wolfpack into the Elite Eight, but I went back. I went back to Tennessee. I don't know. It makes me a wimp. You can only pick so many of the upsets. I have St. Bonaventure winning a game. Why not? I didn't pick any 16s. Did you guys pick a crazy? Oh, you didn't do your brackets yet.
I did. I'd done it over the course of the show. I did not pick a 16, but do you buy any of this 16 over 1 hype that's happening this year? Because there's a lot more discussion of it this year than I've ever heard of it before.
No. Yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to go out there and put all their money down on it, I'll laugh at you, but no way.
I watched the Ivy League playoff games this week, and I don't think Penn is beating Kansas. That's I would not bet on that. I don't think so.
And I don't think Virginia is going to lose to UMBC. I was in the America East for a long time, saw men's and women's games for the better course of a decade, and I do not think that's going to happen either. Radford, as much fun as that was for them to win their first ever NCAA tournament game, I don't see them beating Villanova. And Texas Southern, you know, I like
that one's not crazy.
Yeah,
Xavier.
Athletic. But
a high 1 seed for them. They have this kid on Texas Southern who can absolutely light it
up.
Go
ahead.
Should I do it?
Yeah.
I already printed it, but I'll do it.
Oh, you're supposed to use pencil.
I mean, I have Xavier losing the next game anyway, so yeah, let's do it. Here we go. Oh.
Good for you. We could all be calling Tom a genius very soon. Robert's in Fort Worth. Robert, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for that call, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I got my final four is Xavier, Nova, Duke, and Arizona.
Ah, I think actually Tom said that he has Arizona into his final four. You say you have Arizona winning the championship?
Yeah, let's go.
Ooh! Sean
Miller revenge year.
He's going big or going home right there.
I've got Duke beat Xavier.
I'm impressed that you put Xavier in there. Not that Xavier isn't a good team. It's just first number one seed ever. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how they do on the stage. They have obviously earned their way into it the way they've played in the Big East. So
usually my brackets are toast by the second round anyway. But
I think that's everyone. Everyone except for those people who use some kind of Facebook algorithm that seems to be popular these days, or who picks based on mascots.
There you go.
Yeah, or picks based on the only schools they recognize.
Color. I'll pick them.
Exactly. I like purple. I think I'll go with Kansas State. There you go.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Robert. All right, Tom, you're not alone. Someone else has Arizona into the Final Four as well. Seriously, though, is this worse than asking people who they have starting on their fantasy team?
No, it's definitely not. It's down that row, but it's definitely not that bad. Because that actually means nothing, you know? Like,
right.
Somebody's fantasy team being good can only be ascertained in the context of their league, if you think about it, you know? Like, I don't know if that lineup is good in this league. Exactly.
This is actually
Whereas
real.
Whereas these picks are actual picks. So,
well,
you know, everybody can
games.
Exactly. Everybody can relate to the choices here. It's not like, it's not as bad.
It's probably a good thing that Boss isn't listening, because here I am trying to ascertain whether this is the worst, most boring show that I've ever done.
What else is something that people force down your throat that nobody wants to hear about besides fantasy team and your bracket? There's another big one that we're missing. and I just can't. Ugh.
Fantasy team in your bracket in sports being the two things that like you care about so passionately,
right?
But nobody
that people
else
are
does.
Constantly calling here trying to make us care about. We don't. There's another one. I'll get it. I'm
all
just
right.
Thinking of it.
What? I mean, where else though do you have $10.4 billion being wagered over the course of 3 weeks? That's why people care. It's just that. I mean, I think it'd be interesting fodder if someone ends up winning, I don't know, $1 million on a bet they've placed. But I don't know that I'm going to get super excited about it and want to do a show about it if someone else wins $1 million. Nah. Just nah. So maybe it's about we don't care if it's someone else's money. If it's your money that you're betting, of course you care. But I don't know that we care as much about your money. But I'll try. I'll try to care. We got a lot of you sending us your prop bets, too, which I think is fun, even though I can't really read them. But, yeah, again, it's your money, man. Spend it all. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.